out there. My name is Finley J. McDonald, and this is my novel. It's an urban fantasy that begins on a train and winds through memories, dreams, conversations, and binges, with each episode taking on a fragment from the life of C, or Clerk, as he is also known. Listeners, I bring you Angels Delirium Liberty.
Thief! Shouted Barley. Wife spoiler!
C flung his arm. His wrist struck the metal rim of a table laced with brute hides that had rolled off knives of shuttling locals. The train at rest was rumbling. Someone hacked to his fist, a newborn keened. Outside a window, cluttered along the sill with wrappers and bottles and streaming with the breath of gurgling, muttering, shopkeepers and tradesmen thudded the wind. Behind a murky tower of paper soup cartons, a fist was plunged into a clump of spreading hair. A click across the aisle brought up a face within a catalytic halo. Steam drifted around a mouth at work in bulging, withered jowls, and then the light snapped off. At his back, C caught hold of his new tweed, wormed his arms up the sleeves, tugged the lapels, and unbuttoned the pocket flaps. Among coins, envelopes, and ticket stubs, his fingers picked a square watch, and from notes in his trouser pocket, the silver lighter. In the watch face, a gold blot leapt and quivered, and then the articles dropped to his pockets. He pushed himself to his feet. Clutching a seat, he bumped and wedged his way through. Someone gave a yelp as he stumbled free into the aisle. Past sloping legs, he stepped in darkness to the end of the car, toward a train attendant pacing in dim gold glass. C slid the door and closed it behind him. Breathing cooler air, he drew his cigarette case and raised the lid. The attendant, pressing a soup carton through a metal hatch, peered at the cigarettes. C pushed the case at him.
"Obliged, citizen," said the attendant. "Just burnt one."
"Not one of these."
"Ow! Reels, are they? Care if I nick one for later?"
"No, nick it." Large fingernails plucked a cigarette, and then another went to his lips. C clicked his lighter, and the attendant loomed toward the flame, cheeks spackled under the hat bill. He nodded in curling smoke. C stood a cigarette on the lid of the case and tapped. He touched flame to his own cigarette, let the case fall into his coat, and heaved a sigh.
"Oh, that's good," said the attendant. "Citizen, how did you land them?"
"Charitable commissioner, any word when we'll get underway?"
"They've almost got it clear, citizen."
C drew open the curtain. His face looked back at him, the points of skull jutting in loose skin, tufts of hair clinging like battered moss to a stone. Beyond his reflection, the lights of a station flashed on and off behind heavy gusts. "In this very locality, a piano was tuned by me."
"Truly, a coffin with a row of disinclined keys. Director discovered I had an ear, wanted to put a
chicken herd up to entertaining the odd official.
Are you a musician then, citizen?
Do you think I have the hands for it?
Oh, beg your pardon. An official?
Certainly not.
A professor?
Wrong again.
What is your occupation?
In a past life, I was an accountant.
An accountant, and now? Perhaps business?
That's right. C tapped his cigarette on the tray. He rubbed his skull.
Headache? Said the attendant.
It does a little. C wiped the window. I suppose they've all, how do you put it, switched over.
What do you mean?
The stations, each wed to all.
My cousin's is like that.
The attendant rolled the tip of his cigarette along the metal lip of the ashtray.
Progress, I guess, but it'll never go out here. River people, you know, and it gets more backward with every mile. Are you going far?
My first appointment is in the Dasifor region.
We'll cross over this time tomorrow if we don't run into another storm. Be at the border for about 7 hours while they wheel up the train. Narrow gauge over there. There's an inn that's cheap and not too foul if you can make out trade dialect. It's called the Anatolius.
Good to know. C watched his dim reflection in the window finish its cigarette, and then he drove it into the ashes and butts in the tray. Appreciate the information. Nice night.
Sure. Obliged for the darts.
The attendant drew the door, releasing C into the moist darkness. At the lavatory, C pushed down the handle. He slid inside and locked himself in the heart of a fusty mist. Wind thrummed the metal funnel. Under the iron cell's hot bulb, feet upon once painted corrugated tracks, he urinated. He zipped up, unlocked the door, cracked it, and paused. His hand fell into his pocket. He caught the corner of an envelope, tugged it out, unrolled it, and pressed it open beneath his nose. Pushing in two fingers, he captured a pill. He set it onto his tongue and stepped out, stuffing away the envelope. The pill tingled. A chill wave numbed his mouth as he groped his way down the aisle, past the baby's head jerking over the young mother's forearm. He worked through the tangle of legs. A man's body was draped across his seat. He prodded the shoulder. Citizen! The woolly head shifted. C clicked his lighter above a row of splayed teeth. As the man groaned and gathered himself, C removed his tweed, buttoned the pockets, and rolled it. He touched the vacant headrest, settled in, pushed the coat behind his head, and folded his arms. The pill shrank to a tiny pebble, and then to nothing. He rubbed the window. Between swinging globes of light, shovel handles and wrapped heads climbed and dipped. The car lurched. A roar was mounting. With a muffled cry, the floor began to wheeze and sway. Slow hammers fell. Under C's thighs, the seat yanked and vibrated. Squeaks quickened to a shivering of rusty wings. Again, the train was on the move, rushing the flatlands, dragging through a hamlet with bone-fingered trees, lamps, and pale walls. The lids of C's eyes descended. When next they opened, pines were fleeing across the window. Bridge members came swiping. Below domed cottages on a bank, a channel of moonlight spilled among boats lodged in ice. The train pushed up from the river, shuddering, clopping, and bawling, calling to dreamers, chasing track rolled along the seams of low hills. The train, flying up the track, lifted and charged the void. Out the window, ropes of white hair swirled about a woman leaping and spinning among stars. She struck with her rod and a fountain of earth shot up. Bellowing, the train turned and charged. The car bucked and slammed, flinging C across his neighbor. As the floor slanted into a rain of bottles and suitcases, C latched onto the seat in front of him. White, wrinkled flesh and cords of hair flashed in the window, and then the car was exploding, glass bursting, and the seat slipping from C's grasp. C floated in a swarm of glass, clothing, and fruit. Below, the woman was arching, lifting her face, lips peeling from gums. C covered his ears. A roar shredded his clothing and flung him high above the black and shrieking locomotive caught in her chest. The rod was lifting, flashing, whipping as she snarled in train coils, and lines of blood began to fly out from her waist and thighs, splashing the first sections of train to break off and fall. The rod swept back and caught the woman between her eyes. A black and orange mass boiled out. Her skull fell in halves, trailing fire. Like a reeled cloth, the woman's body streaked away. Behind her, sparks pulsed and drifted among turning cars and sections of track. C sailed through spitting, bursting gobs of light. Caught in the boil of a rolling, flaming, twisting hulk, he sheltered his face with his arms. Burning cars spread and shrank to red points. A planet striped like a brindle cow or a tiger grew large. A torpid spell closed over him. A warm wind was gliding up his ribs. He opened his eyes. Burnt, cracked mesas slid below. Naked children dashed for huts. A man stood between two torrents of drifting sheep. His burrow ducked its head to bray. C's hands struck white, baked earth. He rose to his knees. His shadow fell across the center of a lake bed ringed by cracked columns and crossed by white dunes. He blinked, breathing in and breathing out while grains of sand needled his cheek. He climbed to his feet. Sheltering his eyes, he turned in a circle. Against the horizon's stacked teeth, a black insect was fidgeting in blurry air. The insect grew into a figure that trudged across glowing plains and streaks and stumbled over dunes. The sun burned the top of C's head as the figure came on. Violet shadow passed over a dune while the feet slipped and kicked up puffs of sand. Soon he could hear the hiss. The legs, stepping out with purpose, betrayed some injury. Gold buttons shone up the front of a train attendant's uniform chalky with dust. The frame was too small for the uniform, and white fingertips protruded from the cuffs. C could not make out the face for the shadow of the cap.